This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he won't halt the nation's military offensive in northeast Syria. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Despite growing pressure from NATO allies, Erdogan says Turkey could never declare a ceasefire, adding that he wouldn't negotiate with the Kurdish terrorists. His comments come as Washington, having announced limited sanctions on Turkey, says Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Ankara to try and reach a ceasefire deal. Erdogan, however, says he was not concerned by sanctions imposed on his nation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Surging U.S. Democratic presidential contender Elizabeth Warren came under repeated attack in a debate on Tuesday. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Elizabeth Warren was the punching bag in Tuesday night's Democratic debate in Ohio. Now that she's in a virtual tie with former Vice President Joe Biden, her 2020 rivals win on the attack. And unlike past debates, Biden was mostly out of the line of fire. Warren was grilled about health care by many of the 11 other candidates on stage. What did unify the candidates was that Donald Trump needed to go. Senator Cory Booker echoed those comments backstage.
We have to have a leader that can unify all Democrats, excite and engage the full breadth of our party to take on the biggest presidential challenge of our era.
Most of those on stage voiced support for an impeachment inquiry of the president.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. China's foreign ministry says Beijing opposes new measures passed by the U.S. House of Representatives related to Hong Kong protests and urge lawmakers to stop interfering. The Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, one of the measures passed by the House, would require the U.S. Secretary of State to annually certify that Hong Kong retained its autonomy. From Washington, this is VOA News. A United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. The insurgent group had repeatedly made public statements warning Afghan voters to stay away from the election and ordered its fighters to attack organizers as well as security forces guarding the electoral process. The initial official results from the September 28th polls are not expected until late October, with final results expected next month. Mark Zuckerberg is defending a meeting he's reportedly had with conservative leaders after the hashtag #DeleteFacebook began trending on social media. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Politico reported this week that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg held private meetings with, among others, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. But there are also conservatives that have long accused Facebook of suppressing their political views. Zuckerberg says he meets with lots of people across the spectrum on lots of different issues and suggests others do the same. The social media giant has battled allegations since the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election that it's not doing enough to stop bogus accounts and political ads on its platform. I'm Shelley Adler.
European Union and British negotiators failed to reach a breakthrough in Brexit talks during a frantic all-night session. They plan to continue negotiations today, one day before Thursday's crucial EU summit. Both sides were hoping that after more than 3 years of false starts and sudden reversals, a clean divorce deal for Britain leaving the bloc might be sketched out within the coming hours. Even though many questions remain, diplomats made it clear that both sides were within touching distance of a deal. The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its new outlook for the world economy, saying trade wars are having an effect.
The International Monetary Fund is pessimistic about the world economy, predicting that growth this year will be the weakest since the 2008 financial crisis, primarily because of widening global conflicts. The World Economic Outlook foresees a slight rebound in 2020, but warns of tensions ranging from heightened political dramas in the Middle East to the threat that the US and China will fail to prevent their trade war from escalating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canada's federal elections watchdog says more Canadians voted early this year compared with 4 years ago. While on the campaign trail, party leaders increasingly discuss the possibility that no party will win a majority in Parliament. Polls show the two biggest parties, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberals and Andrew Scheer's Conservatives, are tied nationally, though neither is positioned to win an outright majority in Parliament, meaning they may need a partner to govern. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.